doctors who care. And they really do.
Come on, Barbara. Let's get going.
Jeff, it doesn't start until 8:30. We've got hours.
We do? I can't find mine.
No, hours. Plenty of time.
But I want to get there early so we can spend some time in Funtown, USA.
Bakersfield?
Iguana capital of the Western world. Get with it, Barb.
Well, iguana leave now. I'm packed.
Let's roll, Cookie.
Why do we have to drive all the way out to Bakersfield for this dumb meeting?
It's not a dumb meeting. It's the first annual Clinical Psychology People's Convention on Fear.
Well, they picked the right time of the year for it. October 31st.
What was that?
Oh, excuse me. Upset stomach.
I almost forgot. I've got to stop at my bank. The drive-up window.
What sort of bank is this?
This is the Long Beach branch of the Bank of Sound Effects.
May I help you?
Yes. I just had my car repaired, and I'd like to deposit this.
All right.
And it's almost Halloween, so I want to withdraw some of these. May I have those in shorter lengths, please?
Certainly, Dr. Borowak. Oh, one moment, please.
Gee, this is a great idea.
Yeah. It pretty much rules.
Doctor, I'm afraid your account is overdrawn. I'm going to have to give you a great big...
Ooh, that tingles.
Oh, Jeffrey, are you all right?
Yeah, it's only radio.
Doesn't your radio work?
Nope, sorry.
Oh, this is going to be a long drive. What'll we do to pass the time?
When I was a kid, we used to count up all the cars we saw that were made in Serbia. Needless to say, nobody ever won it.
Hey, Jeff, those hitchhikers over there look kind of familiar.
Yeah, let's pull over. You?
Gee, thanks, Dr. Borowak. Come on, bun lips.
Oh, ree!
What are you two doing out here, Skeeter?
We're on our way to the Spoon Museum, Dr. Trapezoid. But Skrinks, I got a hole in my money sock. Lost most of my change, so we got no bus fare.
Gee, that's tough nuggies, boys. But we'll pass through Riverview on our way to the Psychology People's Convention. That's pretty close to where you want to go.
Doc, you got a radio in this heap?
Sorry, it's broken.
Anybody want to sing Viking battle hymns?
Yo-ho, yo-ho, a Viking's life for me. A Viking road, we meet the world, and then we do some more nasty things, and then we run the road. Yo-ho,
let's have another chorus!
Hey, I'm sort of burnt out on Viking songs. I mean, you hear them on the radio all the time.
Socks! Your tranny fell out, Dr. Borowak!
Nonsense, my boy. My grandmother isn't on this trip.
No, Jeff, he said tranny, not granny.
My transmission!
Go flats!
Looks like we'll have to hitchhike back home.
Oh, this is a pretty out-of-the-way stretch of road. I mean, not many cars go by here.
Well, let's start walking.
Flart nugs!
Muffle it, putty brain! Things could be a lot worse.
Now we're not only stranded, we're getting soaked. Where'd you get that car repaired anyway?
Foul Up Masters. No repair over $698?
My uncle used to work for them.
Isn't he the one with the extra nostril in the middle of his head?
Shh, you phlegm! Nobody's supposed to know about that.
Look, an old house out here in the middle of nowhere.
Actually, we're miles from Orange County.
Maggie Shorts! That's the old Hairlinger Mansion. Everybody knows that's haunted.
You don't believe that old wives' tale, do you? My old wife used to tell me that.
that's okay, Doc. We'll just sleep in the ditch here.
What? You'll catch cold out here.
Keep talking, Barbara. This looks like an opportunity to flex my psychological muscles by studying the reactions of these adolescents to unfounded superstitious beliefs.
We can't stand here arguing. Any shelter in a storm. We'll catch our death of cold. Jeff, I'm running out of cliches.
Look, if you stay the night with us, I'll buy you some of those exploding pastries you like.
Jelly wazoos? Rubber snakies, it's a deal, Doc.
I'm about to doo-doo.
Let me find a light switch. Still working. The power company must have forgot about this place.
Along with the rest of civilization. Doesn't look like anybody's been here in years.
Fat bats! Look at all the cobwebs! I hope we don't get attacked by cobs tonight.
What's this in this cabinet? In case of emergency, break glass, Louisville slugger.
Spiced lice! That's a vampire bat! That means we're in for big trouble tonight. What's your average, Bun Lips?
I'm number 44 in the Silt Lot League.
What was that?
Knock it off, Liverhead. That's Bun Lips' knees.
Nervous, my boy?
I'll be all right, Doc. Just as long as nobody mentions anything about haunted houses.
We'll remember that, won't we, Dr. Trapezoid?
Oh, definitely. Sorry you're in such bad spirits.
Let's get some rest so we can hike to the nearest phone tomorrow. As for sleeping arrangements, I'll take the floor. Barbara, you can sleep on the floor. Skeeter, you can have the floor. And Bunlips, you take the attic.
Oh, don't look so grave. Oh, oops.
Sorry, but there's not enough room for all of us down here.
Don't worry, Bun. If you see any of them ugly monster types, just sing the old Fletcher Junior High fight song. Fight for old Fletcher, or else you'll be a stupid wretch. Skrinks, that stinks.
Why don't you go up to the attic and practice while we get some sleep, okay?
Alrighty dighty, Doc.
All this singing is making me nostalgic for my old alma mater.
Yeah, I still remember my school colors. Burnt sienna and raw umber.
Yuck. Let's get some rest. Ooh, what was that? Who's there?
Oh, it's just me.
What are you doing, Barbara?
Oh, well, there were some goodies in the refrigerator, so I decided to go raid it. Somebody's been here in the last week or so. These hot dogs are fresh. Here, you try one.
Thank you. These sure are light.
Of course they're light. That's because they're hollow weenies.
Oh, yuck!
You say something?
Not me. This whole affair is giving me the creeps now. I'm gonna get a cigarette out of my wallet here. Got a match?
Yeah. I didn't know you were a chain smoker.
Hey, what's going on here?
Jeff, look, a ghost!
Who are you?
I'm the ghost of your dead partner, Jacob Marley.
Who?
The dead spirit of Jacob Marley, doomed to walk the earth forever on account of my sins. Oh.
I don't know any Mr. Marley.
Me either.
Look, isn't this 10 Downing Street?
No, this is Elm Street.
Sorry to inconvenience you. I seem to have the wrong season.
What was that?
Nothing. Nothing at all.
I must have had a nightmare. I better quit gobbling my meals. Lippo, I scared myself.
Try to calm down, Skeet. It'll be dawn in a couple of hours.
If you don't mind, I'm gonna listen to my portable radio for a while. It'll take my mind off my worries.
The Haunted Tonight Show, radio's favorite talk program. Johnny's guest ghost tonight is the Flying Dutchman.
Oh, help! It's chasing me! Oh, it's
fat, fat nasties! That's bun lips!
We better get upstairs and see what's the matter. Skeeter, light a candle. Now, let's creep very carefully up the stairs towards that dark, foreboding attic.
This is your announcer speaking. I just thought I'd mention that this is a very good time to turn out all the lights in your room to get maximum enjoyment from this radio program. Don't be afraid now. Just keep saying to yourselves, it's only a play. It's only a play. And if you're listening in the daytime, please disregard this message.
No sign of bun lips.
Here, bun lips. Here, boy.
I don't think that's going to work, Skeeter.
Always has before.
Oh, that sudden gust of wind, it's blown out the candle.
Okay, don't panic.
Too late, I panicked.
Yeah, well, you can clean it up, too. This situation calls for careful, cogent thought processes. So let's try to be cogent for a couple minutes, huh?
We don't have time for that. Something awful could have happened to Bun Lips.
Well, Mr. Lady Doctor, what do you suggest?
Well, we're on the second floor of the house, and the stairs are leading to the attic or behind a door, right?
Perfect score so far, Doc.
Thanks. So, let's feel our way around until we find the right door and then call the others, okay? Oh, 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 let's go! Wait! Get a hold of yourselves! Not there. Oh, this isn't getting us anywhere. I'm running out of ideas. This house has so many rooms. I mean, it's just maddening.
Flaming babies. We'll never find good old Bun Lips now. Unless, maybe...
Out with it, man.
Let's turn on the lights.
Well, that's much better. Oh, oh my better. Gosh. Wow. I can see my shoes.
Way to be dramatic.
We do that years ago.
Oh, my. Oh, it looks like we're in the study.
Yes, sirini beanies. And you know what that means?
What?
Zowie! There's gotta be a secret passage in here somewhere or other. Maybe under this throw rug. Let's see.
Or in this old book.
Or inside this chair cushion.
Or in this old book.
Or behind this painting of a great-great-uncle with eyes that follow you around the room.
Or in this old book.
Or behind this wallpaper with the bloodstains all over it.
Or in this old book.
Or maybe, just maybe, we'll find that secret passage behind this door to a room which no one has seen for the past 75 years.
Oh, Scuggs! Nothing there either.
So as our heroes sift through an endless series of clues and silly noises in their quest for the missing Bun Lips, all hopes are growing dim, until...
Barbara, try lifting up that plastic Rod Stewart toy.
Good grief, that's it.
Come on.
It's dark and cold in here.
It's bigger in here than I expected. Let's not get too far apart.
Let's find Bun Lips so we can haul fast thighs out of here.
You can say that again, Skeeter. Where are you right now, Skeeter? Skeeter?
Yeah, don't get too far away, Skeeter. Skeeter?
I don't hear him anymore, Jeff.
He'll turn up. These old walls are thick.
Oh, boy, the first thing I'm gonna do when I get home is bleach my cat. I don't need any Halloween reminders. How about you, Jeffrey? Jeff? Dr. Borowak? What is going on here?
Indeed, what is going on at mysterious Hairlinger Mansion? It looks like this program will soon be Doctor Who Cares, unless Barbara Trapezoid can find her missing companions. She'd better hustle. Isn't that right, Dr. Trapezoid? Barbara? Looks like I'm the only one left. You'd better turn your lights back, 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 back.
Doctors Who Care was produced by Pat Barr. It starred Terry Moore, Phil Diamond, Clint Weber, and Pat Barr. This is KSUL.
I scared myself.